Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, his friends and family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for our friends and family and loyal listeners and followers worldwide. Welcome to our show.
Joyce, Barry, and friends. The number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. Indeed. And folks, while we're talking about hiring the best of the best, I have to say you might want to hire Peter Marks to be your psychic as well. One, I want to let you know that we have the exclusive Peter gives us for radio. And as anyone who mentions my name or the name of the show, they will get a special discount in a private reading that is considerably less than what he charges anyone who doesn't mention my name or the name of the show. Is that right, Peter?
That is absolutely correct. And this is because not only my affiliation with you on the radio, but because you were one of my closest best friends.
And I appreciate all that you do for me and our listeners. Folks, let me give you some pointers on how to make this work. First of all, I'm with the studio line. So when you want to talk to Peter, it says press 1 to be in the health queue. When you don't press 1, what happens is your number gets moved to the bottom. People that want to talk, they go ahead. When you press 1, your place is stationary. It stays there. So some of you didn't press 1, and that's how it works on the board, because I do everything to keep the order. So press 1 that you want to be in the host queue, or as I said, it just keeps moving down as other people come on. Second, you don't want to call an anonymous. So if you block your number, I'm not going to call on you. What you need to do is hang up, dial *82, and then dial the number. I have enough people giving their name and where they're calling from. I don't need to take anonymous calls. So you know who I'm talking to because I see anonymous calls now. You're just going to go down. The same one that's anonymous, you didn't press 1 to be in the host queue. So those two things, if you want your free mini on-air reading, press 1 and call back *82 so your number comes up. Those of you in the chat room, and I see a lot of you, you're even in the chat room, Anonymous, where it says guest and a number. We love to know who's with us if you put your number, your name rather. And as I said, I go back and forth the entire show to the chat room to address you as well. Okay. Peter Marks, having said that, before we get to our full board of callers to talk to you, I have to ask you, what does the stars say for me? Given my birthday is next Tuesday, I feel like that's a new beginning. What do the stars say? What do your guides say?
Well, my guides are actually saying to me that you will be shortly transitioning to another venue, and that things are going to start to open up for you in a very spiritual way. And also, they're saying to me, and using the term, the promulgation of listeners through your radio show is going to be increasing. They are saying to look forward to opportunities of connections with new authors, other people that do speaking engagements. They are also telling me that they are in the process of working with you on healing your mind, your body, and your soul, as well as any issues that may be transpiring. And they're saying to me that they are going to continue to assist you on getting your messages across to the listening public. I also want to say to you that there are many radio hosts and hostesses that do have shows. You are unique because you do it from your heart. You're also unique because you, as far as I have been able to ascertain and witness, you get some of the most brilliant, articulate authors, speakers that want to come on your program because they trust your sincerity. They know that you are the queen of radio, and I've also realized by talking to friends and other people that have been on, the love and devotion that people have for you is unparalleled.
Oh, Peter, I thank you for all of that. I just take exception with just one word out of everything you said, and that's transitioning to another venue. I do have a contract for another venue, but I want to say it's in addition to Blog Talk Radio. I'm not giving up Blog Talk, my show 5 days a week. So I'm just thinking of the word adding another venue. When I think of transition, I think it's moving to a totally different place.
Well, I perhaps it was a misnomer at that particular time. I did not mean to allude that you were leaving Blog Radio. I just feel that you're expanding your horizons.
Yes, thank you for that. I didn't mean to make it sound like a correction or anything. I just wanted a clarification.
Yes.
Firstly, when I hear transitioning, I think from this world to the next world.
I don't think either one of us are ready for that sojourn at this point.
Okay, good to know. But definitely I have another venue. I have a contract in hand. Loyal listeners, followers, you'll know about it. It's a huge, huge venue, huge opportunity, tremendous market. So I do have that in place. I just haven't started it as yet. It'll be sooner than later. So I want to say that. Also, my birthday, folks, is on Tuesday. I celebrated every single year. That would be Tuesday, May 2nd, live on this show with my closest friends. That's my favorite way to celebrate my birthday, with all the invitations, lunch, dinner, what have you. I love celebrating that hour on the show with my closest friends. So if you want to hear it and join in and listen, feel free to do that. That's Tuesday, May 2nd. Okay, having said that, Peter, you gave me a beautiful indication of what lies ahead, which I'm looking forward to. Anything you want to say on a national or global level before I get to our callers?
Yes, well, what I did want to say, and I'm speaking from so many phone calls that I'm receiving around the world and from clients, I did want to say the election is over, and I'm putting that behind me. I have decided, as I have with other friends of mine that are mediums and psychics, at this particular time, I am going to pray and I'm going to ask the universe to assist our new president, President Donald J. Trump, with the wisdom and the ability to make decisions on a global level for the betterment of not only the United States, but for the whole world. And I would like to ask everybody that is listening in to come in synchronicity, and I mean in prayer, in love, and in unity, for us all to work with our new administration on changes economically, socially, to make our world a better place for us all to live together, and that we can have peace and we can also be recognized again as a superpower, but not just on a financial level, on a spiritual level.
That was beautifully said, Peter. We all have to wish him well because, we want to wish our country well. But I've never experienced scarier times and people's fears and all of that. You're getting the calls of the psychic. Should I move? Should I leave the country? All of that. It's just really scary times. And it's as it unfolds every day, we can only pray and hope for the very best. Okay, folks, before I go to the board, I just want to say I still see anonymous callers. The change you made, you're now in the host queue. The only way that it might work where you don't have control if you are on Skype and it comes up that way. Normally, my Skype calls, it says Skype. So if you're not on Skype, please hang up, dial *82. If you are on Skype and you can't help the way it shows up, I will find that out. Okay, so having said all that, first we have our friend Wendy from Sacramento, who doesn't miss your shows, Peter. Welcome, Wendy.
So wonderful to speak to both of you. Thank you.
Tell Peter your date of birth and also your concern or question.
I was born on July the 6th, 1951, at 8:45 in the evening in Oakland, California.
Yes, I do have that. And what is your question?
Well, Peter, as I had mentioned, I started with a temp agency about a month ago, and
yes,
the Ashley from the temp agency pulled me off, I think unfairly. It was something new, data entry, but she said that she had another job that would start hopefully next week. It was grievances and appeals in the medical insurance arena. I haven't heard from her, but yesterday I got a call from Ryan from a different temp agency regarding the same company in a different location, and that is for customer service, and it sounds almost like a mirror image of what I did for 15 years at the Vision Insurance Company. And so he hasn't called me back. I wonder if he's going to get an interview and if I'll get hired. And I did receive confirmation that I passed the testing for the city of Sacramento for the 311 operator. So how soon will I be working again? And hopefully this time it'll be steady and I'll keep the job for several years.
Okay. To acknowledge the first part of the question, I wanted to let you know, astrologically right now, you have Jupiter sitting on the planet Neptune in the sign of Libra in the ninth house. It's in retrograde right now. That is causing delays. So I want you to know this all makes sense, and I want you to know why this is happening. The guides are saying to me that they feel that this is going to be they're actually showing me we are going into May. I do feel that this is going to be towards the end. They're saying to me towards the end of May.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't feel it being you're going to be you're not going to be in a state of idleness, but I do want you to know that they want you to learn the lessons that you're supposed to learn from being here. And they're saying to me, and they just use the word patience, patience, patience. They don't want to place you in a position where you will be temporarily there and then have to look for another job. So they're saying to me, be patient with them, and they are working on the placement. They're also saying to me there, with the other opportunity of perhaps relocating, have you considered that?
No, I just signed a year's lease with my sister, and I have very little money to work with.
Okay.
So, will Ryan get me an interview for this position that is a lot closer to what I did?
Yes, I am feeling they are in the process of working with that. They're saying to me there's a lot of anxiety with you right now and nervousness, and they're saying let us take control. They don't want you to get sick over this, and they don't want you to get depressed over this. But, yes, I do feel that this is going to be right for you.
And will I get the job at Help? It's on Creekside Oaks Road. And
Wendy,
so
it's
honey,
question or concern. So you'd have to do all that in a private reading. I have a whole board of people. We love you, Wendy. It's only one question, and he's answered about four. I know they're related, but just that's how it works. Don't take it personally. Thank you for calling in. Okay, next we have, like I say, the board is getting full, and I hate doing that, but I respect everyone wanting to be on air. 707-563, name and where are you calling from?
Valerie, California.
Valerie, are you a first-time caller?
No, I spoke to Peter a month back.
Oh, I remember Valerie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Valerie, what's your question or concern?
Okay, Peter, the last time I spoke with you, you said the relationship would come in within the first half of 2017.
Yes.
And I want to see what you're seeing for that now and if there's a possibility of any work.
All right. Your date of birth, please.
5/25.
All right. Of what year, dear?
54.
Okay, so you're looking at relationship and you're looking at job.
Yes.
Okay, I'm being shown a relationship. They're pointing, actually, they just said to me, summer. They're talking about they're saying the summer months. I also am going to ask you this because I'm feeling very strongly about this. The job situation, have you considered or do you want to at all try to work from your home?
Oh, that would be great. I haven't considered it.
You do have the ability, Valerie, for working for yourself. Instead of working for somebody else, I feel you are very creative. You do extremely well in communicating with people. You're very gregarious with others. And I'm being told they want you to challenge yourself more.
Okay. Do you see an area that I should be looking at?
They're talking actually about, they just said to me, they're showing me, they're saying to me something around service, and they're talking about home. Now, are there any products that you're interested in selling? That they're also showing me the health area. They just said health, home, products, organic.
Okay.
Valerie,
you,
and out of you calling in today and Peter's credible advice, I'm offering you a totally free consultation on that, about a home business and company that would fit those qualifications. May I call you to discuss it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. So we can get into that more. No obligation, totally free. I just couldn't resist jumping in because I can share things with you that'll fit exactly the profile. Peter and I are quite a team, and we work hand in hand together.
Okay. Peter?
Yes.
You said summer for the relationship, so is that going to be around May, June?
They're saying to me more towards June now. They're also telling me this. You need somebody that can keep up with you.
Yes.
I'm picking up. The energy is there. You get bored easily. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that.
You need somebody that is very connected to the home. You need somebody that likes to try untried territory, that would like adventure. And I do feel they're saying to me there was a very strong connection with the family. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So you need somebody that is going to honor family life, that is going to be also very driven, and I feel that person is coming in. I also want to say to you, you do have the ability to make money. Are you by the, they're also talking to me about water. Are you near the water or would you want to be on the water?
Well, I like water. I like to be near water.
You like to be near water. Down the road, and they're saying to me in the future, you will be living right near the water.
Oh, beautiful.
So you have wonderful things to look forward to, but I do want to mention this to Valerie and also the other listeners. In order to make these things possible, you have to not only want them, you have to work towards them. You have to be proactive.
Yes, I've been proactive.
Well, you're going to have this. You will have this, and they're saying to me, your past is your past, meaning they feel that you went through challenges that when you were younger and that they're over. Are you identifying with that? Okay.
Yes.
You're well on your way, dear.
Great. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
God bless.
And I will call you. Appreciate your calling in. That would be Valerie. And, folks, those of you that heard me say to Valerie that I'm offering her a free consultation on having a home business, if you're like-minded, I will offer it to you as well. Send an email to CoachJoy, CoachJoyce, at AOL.com. In the subject line, put Peter. I get lots of emails. I like to know the show that inspired someone to write to me, and then in the text put your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and offering her a free consultation. I certainly don't play favorites. I'll offer it to you as well, so do take advantage of that. I'm looking at the chat room. I see there are people there. Let me just check out. Some say they are in the host queue. Let me check it out. One moment. Okay, 858-755. You're in the chat room and on the board, and that would be Ann Ivor. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hello, Mark. Hello, Joyce. Thank you for
Peter,
taking
Mark.
My phone call.
Peter.
Yes.
Oh, Peter. Peter.
Yes. Okay. What is your date of birth, dear?
May 31st. You
May
31st? May 31.
And what
wow,
year,
Wow, we got a lot of May people on the board. Isn't that
yeah.
amazing?
1959.
Okay. Now, the first thing that I want to say, which they're telling me, it's not reflected right now, but I feel you do have a lot of energy. There is an intensity to you. Now, what is your question, dear?
My question, do you see like a serious long-term relationship for me for the future, or maybe even remarriage?
Okay, let me say this to you, dear. What I am intuitively picking up in a loving way is at times you end up with the wrong relationship. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
All right, you must be a little bit more discriminating, the guides and I am feeling, on whom you are choosing, and they're saying to me, this is going to take time. I do see you in a long-term relationship. I also want to say to you, watch out, and they're saying caution around emotional and physical abuse. Do you know what they're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I am also going to say you are an old soul that came back in to learn lessons. The past is over. You have very good business, and they are focusing on the business part. And they're saying to me, and I'm not going to go into anything deep about this right now, but are there any issues around depression with you?
Yes, sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are coming in to a very positive period in your life. And in answer to your question, there will be a relationship coming in, but I want you to be a lot more discriminating and make sure that that person is going to compliment you instead of trying to live off of you and control you. Understood?
Yes, I understand. Do you have any time frame when this will happen?
They are showing me right now. I'm actually picking up. They just said October.
Oh. Is it going to be someone new, right?
It's going to be somebody new. They don't like the other people that have come into your life.
Yeah, I know what they mean. Mm-hmm.
So they want you to be very, very careful. And I do feel with you, home commitment is what you're looking for, correct?
Yes, exactly. I really love home and family.
Yes. Well, you projected, talk to your guides, they're around you, and they're saying if you work with them, they will provide it.
Oh, that would be great. Is this okay to ask one more question or not?
It's really not cool. You have no idea what's on the board, and I wanted to accommodate
okay.
you. Peter, what is the number to reach you to get a full psychic reading? What number would that be?
Yes, it would be 203-206-9353.
Okay.
And that is a number that anybody listening in can call and reach me.
I want to repeat that. 203-206-9353 to make an appointment. And be sure to mention my name or the name of the show. And you will get a really big discount. I want to ask you, Valerie, Anne, are you a follower of the show?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, very good. Then you need not miss any of his shows when he is live on the air. Thank you for calling in. So once again, the number for PETA 203-206-9353.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I wanted to interject something that is coming from my heart. I have worked over the years, past 30 years, with motivating people, with speakers, with lecturers, with gurus, with shamans. And I want to say from my heart that whomever is listening into your show, what is even more valuable, I feel today, besides giving the free mini readings, is for their ability and wanting to connect with you, because you have given me such insights of how to turn my life around, my business situation around. You have supported me on my ideologies, and when you felt that I wasn't doing something that was going to assist me in helping people and attracting people, you were honest enough. I just want to tell everybody the gift that you're being given today from Joyce to contact her. Do not take it lightly, because she is up there with, I would say, she's probably on the level, if not higher, than Anthony Robbins and Agmandino. So please.
I feel very humbled by all that, Peter, and I love you and I thank you. We are a great team. You talk to them from the outer realm. I talk to them from the inner realm, and we work together really, really well. We both have our unique gifts, and we are an awesome team, and I thank you so much for that. Okay, as I said, the board is really big. I'm just going to check in with this anonymous, because you've been holding so long. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Are you calling in from Skype?
Yes, hi Joyce, hi Peter.
But wait, are you calling? I really need to know, because I don't take anonymous calls. But you've been holding since the beginning.
I am on Skype. It only comes in that way. It's a paid service that I use with Skype.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before. That's why I didn't want to knock you out of the ballpark. So what is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Joyce. It's Tricia. And I'm calling from the San Bernardino Mountains.
From what mountains?
San Bernardino, up in the...
Denver, I'm sorry, okay.
San Bernardino, I heard.
Yes, California.
Yes.
Okay, got it. What is your... I gave you the benefit of the doubt. Okay, go ahead, Tricia.
Peter, I'm looking for guidance and putting my energy out there with new writing and attracting someone in what field.
Okay, may I please have your date of birth?
3/15/1954.
All right, I did want to tell you, your guide very quickly came in and said you are multi-talented, but you've got to focus more on which direction you want to go in.
Right.
Okay, I feel a lot of talent. Now, you're brilliant with communication, and you're dynamic with writing. What are you doing with it?
Getting sidetracked, but I think that
it's called procrastination.
Oh, it's just, you know, I have a house and I love my garden. I get called outside to want to be outside and not sit and write with the computer. You know, the world outside is so beautiful around me. I just want to be there, and maybe I need to take my computer outside. But there's always something to do, so I get sidetracked. And I also like moving, you know, physical, like so it's just the perseverance of really getting into it. But I'm looking at a new book, and it's been dwelling with me for about 3 or 4 or 5 months.
Yes.
And I'm just not quite sure. I sort of want to write it, but I'm not sure if I'm doing it first person, true story, third person. It's sort of
Tricia,
novel.
What is it about?
It's in regard to past lifetimes, if like living, reoccurring life experiences that you start to see in the past, like as in lifetimes.
So it's an autobiography.
Spiritual autobiography, yes.
Well, I do want to say, because your guy just said to me, you are also a very, very old soul. You came in with a wealth of information, but they're also telling me that they're showing me, actually, they're showing me England, they're showing me Scotland, they're showing me Europe. So you were a writer before. You have the gift for this, and they're saying to me to listen to your gut, because they're actually telling me that they feel that it should not be in first person, but I believe it should be in second. They want you to write about, and I'm being shown history. Did you want to do anything around history?
Well, yes, because it goes back into past lifetimes, as in, you know, druid, knights.
They're saying absolutely yes.
Okay. Yeah.
What you're telling me is in a small way of how J.K. Rowling, some people can pronounce it Rowling, other people pronounce it Rowling. This is how she got started. You're familiar with her, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so I want you to open up that wonderful universal creativity that you were born with, and they said, run with it, and they're telling me the best logistics for you to write this would be around your home. Are you on the water?
I'm near a lake. I live near a lake.
Yeah, because they just said water is going to assist you on being very soothing, and your soul is going to connect this. Your soul is ready to start writing.
Okay. That's how I feel. Okay. So it's all in alignment.
Absolutely. Yeah. The alignment will be getting even stronger come December, dear.
December of next year? This year?
Yes. Your energy shift is happening right now. I wanted to let you know that. And you're going to apply your energy, and it's going to be augmented. The first changes you're going to be seeing will be in October.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
And that, folks, those of you that want a full reading from Peter, 203-206-9353. And I just want to add one thing, Tricia. It sounds like you need a mentor, a coach, to get you on track, to be a strong cheering arm for you to get moving and doing it. And like the others, I'll offer you a free consultation to support you in your endeavor. You may have the next Harry Potter series based on you. So I thank you for calling in. Peter, anything else with her?
I just want to say to her that the guides are telling me she's been blessed. It's there. And they're also mentioning to me down the road, they'd like you to write children's stories.
Yes. I've already written two children's novels. And one of them I'd love to turn into the Harry Potter kind of, you know, more esoteric side of that magic realm.
Yes.
And
that's where
I will visualize her like my twin soul, the rolling.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I expect to get a signed book from you.
Oh, I would love to send you one. Thank you so much. And
Joyce, you're welcome, dear.
Offer as well is blessed. Thank you.
And Trish, if you want to send me that email so I know who you are, name and phone number, I'll support you as a coach. Free session if you wish. Thank you for calling. And folks of you, if you're not a follower, you want to become one, and you also want to listen to this show every day, you never know who's going to pop up, and the value with the guests, each day a different guest. And here in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in having that happen. As you've heard me say to the others, we really value our loyal listeners. We treasure them. And you can become one of those by going to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right on the home page upper left, you'll see my picture. And if you click on that, just for that simple little motion, you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of Peter's shows or any of the others. Peter joins us every month, different day, so you don't want to miss any of them. And you'd be amazed at the kind of special shows that we have for your health, for your prosperity. We really cover just about everything. We are worldwide, and we want to reach out to as many people as we can. Peter, as we continue with the board, is there anything you want to say at this time?
I am finding the calls very, very enriching. I do want, and I don't want to sound like I'm giving a lecture or being a motivational speaker, but I do want all of the listening audiences, the people that are calling in, to realize and know, and this is coming from the guides, when we all think about where we want to be and what we want, and that could be materialistically, it could be job, it can be family, our thoughts are energy, and I learned this years ago. Each thought that we have, positive or negative, ends up in an energy force. And when we think of that thought, it is projected to the universe, and it goes into the universal level, and there are approximately 7 different levels with the universe. So I did want people to know, think carefully about what state of mind you're in, if it's positive, if it's negative, and the way to attract the abundance and the relationships that you want are to think in a very positive way, let the universe know what you want, and you will attract that. We all have psychic ability. We are all highly intuitive. You can do this also on your own volition. And use that creativity that you all have to have the positive life that you dream of.
And my psychic ability told me that you had a great empowering message for our audience, and you never ceased to be right on target and deliver such a great message. Thank you, Peter. I knew you had something really important to share. 916-607, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello. This is Nancy from California.
A lot of California people, a lot of May people and California people today.
I love California.
Me too. Nancy, date of birth, question or concern?
Okay, my birth date is August 2nd, 1951. And my question is, I'm traveling to Arkansas in May, and it's a spiritual event. And I was curious how you saw it going, if I'm going to meet some like-minded people.
All right, where are you going? Because I heard a little coffee. I didn't know where it was coming from.
Oh, Arkansas.
Oh, you're going to Arkansas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you're going with a group of friends?
No, actually, I'm going alone, but I'm going to meet some people.
Oh, you're going to meet people. I see it going very well. I am going to ask you this because this is coming in very strongly. When you travel there, are you going to be doing anything around retreats and meditation?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I also want to find out from you, are you aware that you have the ability to channel?
I suspected that, yes. I have a lot of lucid dreams, and I've had a lot of out-of-body experiences, and I just had that feeling.
All right, because the energy that you're going into is going to be wonderful for you. I also want to say, one day I feel you're going to be teaching or you're going to be leading groups, but you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful trip. I'm also picking up, and they're telling me to mention this, nothing major, but they at times they're a little concerned about your health.
Okay, I went through a couple years where I was really tired, but I feel like I'm coming out of it now, but I'm not sure.
All right, because they're pointing to your energy level. They're pointing to the stomach also. They're saying something, if it's not going on now, they're saying proper diet nutrition for you. Very, very important. And you came in really to meet up with groups, assist, learn, and teach.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I hope you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm studying alternative healing at the moment and different modalities. So I'm just kind of a student right now.
We are all students, my dear.
Yes.
Even myself.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have a great trip.
The coach is a student, too.
Yes.
I have to ask you, Nancy, are you a first-time listener?
No. I subscribe to your, what do you call it? I've been listening for quite a while.
Are you a follower?
Yes, I am.
All right, because maybe you've been listening on the computer. I haven't seen you on the studio lines, but it's funny what you just referenced about being a channeler. Let's start with that, because in our archives, did you hear the show Tuesday, April 25, Dr. Frank Lobato, Life After Life? The entire show is about channeling.
Oh, okay. I haven't listened to it yet, but I can go back to it, yes.
Okay, so that's called Life After Life. Whatever you mention you're interested in the last couple of weeks, you've done several shows. So that's why I say I haven't seen you in the studio lines. Life After Life, he wrote a book called Linda in the Light about his 27-year-old daughter who passed at 27. So that show, the whole book on Linda in the Light, again, if you're making notes, that was January 9, 2017. You might want to hear that. It's about how he channels and how he advises people to tap into those abilities. So you might want to hear that. We did a show on Friday, April 21, about someone who's a healer and does channeling, Uri Kabiri. So that show was on April 21. And then you're talking about alternative medicine. You mention that?
Yeah, healing, yes, energy healing.
Energy healing, okay. Our health guru, Here's to Your Health Thursday, every Thursday, her shows are touching on that. The show yesterday, Heal Yourself, Part 1, where we cover that, all kinds of natural healing, alternative healing. Part 2 is next Thursday. So we did alternative healing, complementary healing. So exactly what you say you're interested in, you found Peter. I want to invite you to find the other shows as well.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful information. And just to let you know, I cannot give a formal speech that I've made up. The words come to me afterward, and it's almost like I throw the speech away, and if that's channeling.
Well, that's channeling, okay. But I do want to say to you, there's a part of you that is very cautious. You don't like to be judged.
Right.
And you retreat at times to protect yourself, but the guides are saying to me they want you to do this more and more to overcome these issues. What you say in a speech has a lot of validity. You're very articulate, so do not hold yourself back.
Okay. I'll definitely listen to that advice. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
And I just want to add one thing, that the good news about our show, we are live 11 till 12. Usually when Peter's on, we go over because I really want to accommodate people that are holding on for an hour, holding on for more than an hour. So Peter blesses us with his time and energy, and we usually do go over. But the good news about our shows, they are all archived. This is 8 years of shows. We never took them out of archives, so you can listen at your convenience 24/7. You can download them. I've had people tell me maybe even earlier today that they download them and they have them on their iPod. They play them again and again for inspiration. So I do thank you for calling, but we want to see you in our studio more often.
Okay. Okay.
I guarantee you, if you go to our homepage and arrow down, you'll see any number of shows. Dr. Bernie Siegel, the renowned healer, surgeon. We have Wednesday show, Forget Fear and Embrace Love. So do listen more often, share with your friends, and thank you for calling in today.
Oh, Joyce, I also wanted to interject again, if I might.
Of course.
I have had the privilege of not only reading Linda in the Light, but of talking with Dr. Frank Lobato about Linda's mission here when she was in the physical or corporeal form. And I did want to let your listening audience know it's an extraordinary story because it's not just about losing a child, a parent, a loved one, but the story is about how the communication between Dr. Lobato and his daughter continue, and she will assist him in helping and encouraging him and also assisting other people. So it's a fascinating book. He's a wonderful, brilliant soul, and so is Linda. And I just wanted to let your listening audience know that it's a book that is a must for reading. And whomever picks up the book, it's very difficult to put it down because it's so enriched. It's enriching because of her life story, and she's an amazing soul.
Thank you for that acknowledgement and testimonial for Dr. Lovato. Folks, you can get it on Kindle, in Amazon, Barnes & Noble online. So do get your copy. And also it's in libraries as well. And if it's not, you tell them you want it to be there. Okay, so that was my God, the board is going a little crazy here. And I'm just checking the chat room as well to see what's going on. Give me a moment. Peter, say something. I want to get a lot of people that came in. So say
okay,
something.
Okay, I'm never at a loss.
I want to get the order
for words.
Straight.
Okay, I did want to let people know. And this has been also my experience because I do a lot of reading, soul searching. I did want to let the listening audience to understand that when you want to meet somebody, it isn't by chance. Everything we do in life, our guides are around us. They know, they're assigned to us at birth. And they already know whom we are going to meet, either for a relationship or marriage. So when you want to attract that person, understand that that is all energy, and you're going to either attract people that you've known from a past life, that you still have karmic issues to work out. A lot of people meet their soul twins, and the soul twin is an individual that has the same solidarity and the same karma and life experiences that you have. And when you meet a soul twin, you know it because you feel like you've known them your whole life. And with a soulmate, you are going to have maybe emotional issues with, there may be stress there. But I want everybody focus on the type of person you want to end up in a long-term relationship with, and know that when you talk to your guides and do talk to them, let the universe know what characteristics you want that person to have. And it's been my experience that you can have that individual come in. It's part of universal law. If everybody wants to read about The Secret, it's within the book of The Secret. And
it's
again,
the law of attraction. That's
it's a law of attraction, absolutely. And again, if you want somebody that can help you further yourself in whatever area, it could be relationship, it could be business, it could be shyness, whatever the area is, I encourage you to contact Joyce Barry.
Thank you so much, Peter. Coach Joyce at AOL.com. If you want to contact me, put Peter in the subject line and your name, phone number, best time to reach you. I love to hear from our listeners what kind of shows you want, what you like, what you appreciate, anything you want to share with me. There are folks on the board. I see you. We will be going over. I do want to accommodate. I see some of you here almost the entire time. I just want to give you my official website, Joyce Barry. BARRIE.com. That's my official website. And I coach people all over the country via the phone, personally, professionally. You will see what my seminar programs are, what it is that I do. And I just want to share with you some testimonials. In the website, you'll see hundreds of testimonials of people I work with just like you. Here are a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando,
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back. President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And again, put Peter in the subject line. I get so many people that write in to me that are listening to this show. Peter inspires them to write to me, and I'm always inspiring people to use Peter as their psychic. So just to, as proof of his extraordinary powers, Peter's a psychic, a medium, a channeler, a clairvoyant, all those things. And the proof of his extraordinary power as a medium as well is that he brought forth from the outer world all those celebrities that were here today to endorse my work. That's a testimony to Peter's power. You're hearing him as a psychic today. None of you asked him to be a medium for you, so I wanted to share that as proof of his extraordinary power. Okay, going to you're welcome. 805-617, you've been with us almost from the beginning. Thank you for your patience. Others have called in as well that early. Go ahead, please. Name and where are you calling from?
Oh, thank you, Joyce. Hi, this is Donna from California.
Wow.
Hi, Peter.
It's amazing.
Hello,
today,
Donna.
California.
Hi. Peter, I wanted
Donna,
to know
your date of birth and then your question or concern.
Okay. My date of birth is 4/22/1954, and my concern is about meeting a partner for marriage.
All right. It's a concern, honey. It shouldn't be a concern. It should be a natural process that just happened. All right, let me tune in. All right, I am actually, I'll tell you exactly what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Now, are you aware that some men can be quite intimidated by you?
No, I never looked at it that way. I guess I'm a bit on the shy side, yeah. Because
all
I haven't
right.
been in the dating scene for a while.
You haven't been in the dating. All right. Because they're saying kind of intimidation here. I do feel somebody coming in. They are actually saying to me, hold on one second. They're showing me around November. They're saying November.
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing I'm also picking up, and I'm going to ask you this, any issues when we go back to your childhood around dysfunctional relationships?
Yes. Yeah, my father wasn't that nice, per se, emotionally to me, and yeah, I had a very hard time with my dad.
You had a hard time. There was a lot of rejection here, correct?
Yes.
They want you to attract a man that is going to compliment you, love you, and honor you. They don't want you to go after a man or attract a man that is controlling, alcoholic, drugs, anything like that.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I stay away from all that. Yeah. I realize that. And my last boyfriend 9 years ago was an alcoholic, and that's why I took a break for so many years, to get to know myself and nurture myself and love myself and not to attract that in my life again, because I deserve a lot more than that.
Absolutely. Not only that, you're very smart. You're very creative. You are great at communicating, but the guides are also saying building up on self-confidence, enabling you, honor yourself. And I'm feeling also, by the way, did you want to work for yourself? Have you?
No, I've never worked for myself.
All right, because down the road, I see you doing something on the side around work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, usually, it would be with other people, with friends, working with them.
Yeah, it would be other people. All right, because they're showing me also healing. They're saying healing ability and dealing with the mind, body, and soul. And you're going to be doing that besides your regular job.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of going in the direction now of a lot of mindfulness with Eckhart Tolle and Buddhism.
Oh, I love the books.
Yes. Oh, they have videos now, too. Videos.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can
watch
them on video.
You will be fine, but they're saying they want you to attract a man that, and they want you to project confidence for this. So I want you to work on this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But you're going to be fine.
Okay. Wonderful.
Monica, I have a question for you. Listening to Peter about you going on your own and you're into mindfulness and all of that, would you be interested in getting involved with something like that now? Not like people are say, yeah, it sounds right, and then procrastination sets in. If the answer is yes, I'd be delighted to give you a free consultation about that.
Well, actually, I've signed up for a retreat, a five-day retreat with mindfulness by this one teacher. And also I'm meditating every day for an hour.
I'm not saying it has nothing to do with conflicting that. In addition to whatever you're doing, are you interested in having a home business where you work and make that extra money on your own?
Not right now. I think I'm exploring myself right now. Yeah. But
okay.
The
no
thank
problem.
You.
I was giving you a free consultation. they do say the best things in life are free. So
I'll
that's
accept
fine.
It. Joyce?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joyce. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Okay. Let us go here to an old friend, Peter, a regular, doesn't ever miss out in calling in when you're on. Go ahead, Janice.
Good morning. This is Janice Miller. How are you?
Hello, Janice, darling. How are you?
Great. Thank you. I'm actually happy my doggie was waking me up, and I was ignoring her because I forgot that you were going to be on today. I was on yesterday's show with Beverly Nadler. And of
yes,
course,
I heard it.
Okay, great. So today, Janie, my birthday, or do you have it memorized?
I believe it's September 24th of 58.
That is so correct, yes.
And are you head of L'Oreal by now?
Head of L'Oreal. I should be, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
My hair keeps growing.
Well, all the pictures that I see of you, you're definitely headed to be CEO.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, I am the CFO of one of my companies, and
Chief Financial Officer.
That's correct. That's of the Miller Company. And then, of course, we have I have multiple sources of income streams like Joyce Berry does with home-based businesses, and I'm quite successful, thank you, God. And so that isn't really my question of the day. But the question, you know, you were talking about relationships just a few moments back. And
yes.
You once gave me a reading, and you said that my husband was my twin flame heart. Is that like right? Would that be right?
A twin flame heart?
Yes. He's a twin flame. Or...
All right.
So am I stuck with him for life? No.
Are you stuck with him for life?
I just was being funny.
He wants to know if the flame
right.
is
well,
going to go out any time soon.
Staying here?
I wanted to know if that was, is that like, because you said he was my twin flame.
Well, he's, twin flame in the way, and you're a guide. I was waiting for your guide to come in here.
Okay.
I want to say this. I do feel your husband, they're saying, very ambitious.
Yes.
He's also, and I don't mean this in any negative way, but I think that he has maybe tunnel vision when it comes to business direction that he wants to follow.
That would be correct.
All right. You at times will become very disconcerted because I do believe that you like challenges in business. You're looking for multiple ways of making money, and I do feel that there are going to be there's going to be a strain there at times because your ways of doing business dealings, contracts, is probably the antithesis of his. And I feel at times that you are looking maybe for a union that is more in congruency with how you feel, but the guides are saying to me to stay with him.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, so... I do feel right now, Janice, that you are, and you're going to experience this come October. You're going to be going through, and I don't know if you're familiar, you're going into your Jupiter return in October. This is going to cause you to be more organized, if that's a possibility. The house situation, I do feel, is going to change because they're still showing me the home that you want versus where you are.
Great. Yes, that's good.
Yes, and they're saying to me also there's going to be more things around lecturing and doing seminars, but I also want to say to you, sweetie, you came in specifically to deal with relationship issues. That has been a very sore or sensitive area for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do also feel that your dynamic as a female and your dynamic as a promoter, and when he starts to see more unfoldment with you, he's going to think, I didn't doubt her, but my God, look what she's achieving, and that is how progress is going to take place with him.
Okay, great. All right. That sounds awesome.
So when you become a multi-billionaire, don't forget your friends.
Of course not. Of course not. You'll all be invited to my party, and I have a private jet that I could fly you in on.
Sounds good to me. I don't want to wait till you're a multi-billionaire. I'll settle for when you're a multi-millionaire.
Well, that too.
Working on that currently, yes. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Joyce.
When are you heading out to Vegas?
Oh. I'm going for June 2nd through the 7th. I'm going to be there.
Oh, June 2nd. Then you'll be around to celebrate my birthday May 2nd.
Yes, of course. I'm coming to your party. Absolutely. Wouldn't miss
That's
it.
That's what I want to make sure that you come to our very exclusive birthday party celebrated on air May 2nd.
Of course, I won't miss it. I will let my little doggie wake me up early.
Very early. I want you to be there from the very beginning.
Of course, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because it's being catered and everything.
Oh, thank you. And I could dress scantily as I want. And
it's dress optional.
Okay.
Or casual clothes. Thanks, Denise. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're the best.
Okay, Peter, we have here 864-554. Name and where are you calling from? 864-554. People call in, they hold a long, long time, put down the phone exactly when I call on them. Going once, 864-554. Going twice, 864-554. Okay. All right, Peter. So what message do you want to leave our audience to wrap up the show today?
Well, I don't know if it's a message so much as I would like people to the greatest gift I think that I can see and feel is, first of all, I want a lot of people to become followers of the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show, because I am excited when new people call in, as well as people that we are friends with. I want people to also know that they are the masters of their own destiny. I want people to realize that if you want a life that is quiet and mediocrity, you can have that. But if that's what you're projecting to the universe, that's what you're going to end up with. If you want great things to happen, you have to visualize them. And I also want to let people know that as you become successful and spiritual and you love and you project this, as things unfold, to give back to the less fortunate, the ne'er-do-wells and people, because we live in a very wealthy country, and yet there are millions of children and adults starving every day, not only in the United States, but the world. So I want to say to your listening audience, listen to other shows also besides myself, and that would be dealing with Beverly Nadler and Dr. Frank Lobato and people, Stefan Ryback, and your show is wonderful. It's a great teaching tool. And most of all, I want to wish you an early happy birthday.
Thanks, Peter. Great, great message. Here's why we're such a good team. Peter said he gets excited when new people call in. I get excited when the old people call in. So we cover all the bases because I really value and appreciate our loyal listeners and followers. Just one more quick, just give one more chance here to 864-554. Are you there now? I know you held a while. If you left the phone and came back, here's your chance. Going once, 864-554. Going twice, going three times. Still holding, believe it or not, but not there. Okay, here is how I want to end the show. Once again, Peter, I love you. I appreciate you. I value you. Great show. Great job. Here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. folks, we really, as I said, appreciate you, love that you love our shows, and we want to invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.